Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Unfortunately, overshadowed by Donald Trump's comments about Meghan Markle and then Meghan's court case victory, Harry starred as narrator in a brand new video to mark World AIDS Day. In the video, Harry highlights the parallels between the struggles for access to HIV medicines and inequality surrounding the rollout of the COVID vaccines and boosters. There are striking parallels between COVID-19 and another deadly pandemic, one that emerged 40 years ago, HIV. This is a story about how corporate greed and political failure have prolonged both pandemics and what we can do to stop it. By ending vaccine monopolies and sharing technology, companies in the developing world can start producing COVID vaccines too. Break the monopolies, deliver a people's vaccine. Harry also wrote a letter to the WHO Director General, who read it for the public. It said, "On this World AIDS Day, we recognize the 40 years that have shaped life for many. We honor those whose lives have been cut short and reaffirm our commitment to a scientific community that has worked tirelessly against this disease. My mother would be deeply grateful for everything you stand for and have accomplished. We all share that gratitude, so thank you." In sharp comparison, he called the rollout of the COVID vaccine globally a spectacular failure. Similar to the AIDS crisis, we've yet again revealed over the past year that the value of life depends on whether you were born and or live in a rich nation or a developing country. Now more than ever, the voiceless majority of the world needs to be heard, and the onus is on our leaders to end this pandemic. They see how repeating these mistakes is destructive and self-defeating. It is a betrayal of the next generation. Let's spend today celebrating and building on the work of champions who turned what was once a death sentence into a manageable condition. Let's spend tomorrow continuing our efforts to save lives and make a difference. Palace Intrigue will be right back. The Mirror recapped the BBC documentary The Princess and the Press and the seven bombshells that may have annoyed the royals. First, early in the documentary, Meghan's lawyer, Jenny Afia, hits back at bullying claims made against the Duchess of Sussex. Miss Afia told the programme, "The overall allegation was that the Duchess of Sussex is guilty of bullying. Absolutely not. The first thing is to be really clear about what bullying is. What bullying actually means is improperly using power deliberately and repeatedly to hurt someone physically or emotionally. The Duchess of Sussex has absolutely denied ever doing that. That said, she wouldn't want to negate anyone's personal experience." When asked if she provided any evidence to refute the claim, the lawyer added, "It is really hard to prove a negative, so if you haven't bullied someone, how do you prove you haven't?" Just denying the allegation doesn't address the underlying problem that the allegation has been made. Second, Harry and Meghan never said they wanted privacy. Miss Sophia insisted that the couple never intended to take a vow of silence when they moved to the US to carve out a new life for themselves. Instead, she said the pair had challenged blatant violations in line with their values. She said, "That doesn't mean just because you assert your human rights that you become some kind of Trappist monk, take a vow of silence, and you're not allowed to discuss anything. That's not how privacy works. Privacy is about the right to own and control what personal information you choose to share with somebody." Then there was the suggestion Prince Harry was not engaging on this South Africa tour. Sky News reporter Rhiannon Mills says on this tour, "Prince Harry didn't really engage with the media or talk to us in the ways that he would have done." Fellow royal reporter Robert Jobson and Harry looked furious with the media while giving a speech in Johannesburg saying, "Harry didn't want to look at the cameras. He didn't want to interact." The Mirror recaps, on the tour of Southern Africa, Mills recalled an exchange in Malawi with Harry, where she called out to ask him a question while he was on an engagement. Although she admitted she was slightly pushing her luck with the question, Harry responded by telling her, "Don't behave like this." And Mills added, "Most people look at it and think, well, hang on, it was a polite question. Why did it blow up? But looking back at it now, I had basically kicked the wasp's nest, and I didn't realize it." And then the word that Prince William was very unhappy with Meghan and Harry's documentary. BBC royal correspondent Johnny Diamond said he heard William was very unhappy with Harry's South Africa documentary. "I heard that he was very, very, very unhappy. I put that to the palace, and the response was that he was very worried about his brother." Following the screening of the documentary, it has been reported that a BBC podcast set to go alongside it has been delayed. Hosted by Amol Rajan and called Harry, Meghan and the Media, the five-part programme was due to be released to accompany the two-part programme. But according to The Telegraph, it has been delayed, amid concerns about how Buckingham Palace will respond to the second episode. It added that the podcast would be released as a box set at a later date. Also seemingly delayed is Harry and Meghan's $25 million Spotify podcast Archwell Audio, last published in December 2020. We will publish again tomorrow. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Rantis. My thanks to John McDermott, Palace Intrigan. Good times.